It's time for the Pestrogen Podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace.
Welcome back, all my pesty besties and pretty pesties everywhere. I am one of your co-hosts, Candace. Alongside with me, as always, is the beautiful Jenny. Sorry about our hiatus last week. We were just too damn tired. It's season. We all understand it. We get it. And nobody gave a shit over it. So that's cool.
Exactly. Yeah.
How has your last 2 weeks been, sweetheart? Minus being insanely freaking crazy.
Yeah. It's been really good. It's been humid, hot, and nonstop hornet, wasp, all of it, which has been a lot of fun. For one, it's been a lot of fun. But also the heat is exhausting. And so I definitely enjoyed having just a little break last week, just because it's one less thing on the plate of all the endless things we do. So, but
oh yeah,
sometimes it's nice to recharge, you know, but I had a really good week. My boss, who I call Boss Man Bill, TFTC calls him the Merciful. He messaged me today, something super sweet, and I wanted to shout it out because I loved it. He said, "Hey, you got another 5-star review. I think total since I've started Trio, I've gotten three or four. And he said, you also had another client call in to talk to me personally at the office and said he had nothing but great things to say about you. He said he would also leave you a Google review. He said, thank you for your hard work. Our customers really love and appreciate you, and so do I." I was like, oh.
That's awesome.
Thank you. I know.
That's what people need to hear, especially during busy season, is that the people that we work for appreciate what we do. You're not just another number on a page.
Exactly. And even with my previous employer, I felt like the management, the humans in the seats did care. And, you know, although doing commercial, I never got like shout outs for anything. You never get reviews or whatever.
Yeah.
But I knew they genuinely appreciated me. But like, I didn't really always get like a, hey, you know, to that level, because it is so corporatized and whatever.
Yeah.
So I really am enjoying working for a more family type business now. So, but
yeah. And then just like those little pats on the back sometimes, you know, it's like, obviously you don't need it every 3 seconds and oh, good girl. Cause then it's like condescending, but every now and then, especially during busy season, when you're just, you're shot, you're wasted, you're bone ass tired, being told by the owner of the company, your boss, you know, hey man, you're doing a great job. Like, I appreciate it. The customers are showing their appreciation for it. Keep up the great work. It's just like, yay. Makes your heart full.
It did. I was just like, oh, this is worth it. This is awesome.
Yes.
So, yeah. Thank you, Boss Man Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Yes. It was awesome. But without further ado, how was your last 2 weeks?
About the same as yours. It's been hot for here, which is normal mild temperatures for you. But we are constantly in humidity, like, last week I went and did a regular, every other month service. And as soon as I got out of my car, the client's husband came out of his workshop and was like, oh, just who I was looking for. I was like, what'd I do? And he was like, no, nothing yet, but come here. Well, he showed me two paper wasp hives. I mean, they were sister hives. They were right next to each other. I mean, they were obviously different hives, but I was just like, oh, fun. And me without a suit. Yay. So I got a hold of Brandon. He was like, yeah, we'll be back tomorrow morning to grab those. Okay. So I told him, he told me, you know, he had an empty can of Raid sitting there. He's like, I sprayed all this Raid inside of them. And I'm like, oh, please don't do that anymore. Let's not piss them off anymore.
Right. Let's not.
And one of, like, so we did them. Brandon took one that he thought was going to be a little bit more difficult because it was, like, half underneath this pretty thick freaking root. And mine was just, like, right next to, like, an old I think it was like a rhododendron bush slash tree that was cut down. So it was just like the little stumps of it. Well, he got his out within like, I don't know, less than 10 minutes. Which, okay, he's done a bajillion of them. I get it. He's quick. But I'm like digging for mine going, where the hell is this thing? Because I'm digging down and I could like even turned it a little bit. Where is it? So he comes over to help me. We're thinking that it's like under like the stumps and we're going, great. Because I mean, it was in there solid. And I'm going, great. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe if we dig up the sides a little, we'll be able to shake it back and forth. So I started digging to the left of where I'd started. And Brandon tries to push it. It doesn't move. So he's like, screw it. We're just going to have to figure this out. You keep digging over here where I originally started. I'll dig right here really quick. He digs a half a freaking scoop and finds the nest. I was like, God damn it.
Oh my God.
I was so mad. I'm like, seriously?
Right.
But anyways, we got them both out. And apparently the client, she was waiting for us to finish because they were right next to her carport where her car was parked.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, I looked out the window and saw them all flying all over you guys. So I decided I was going to wait. So she called her boss and told her, which her boss is also one of our contacts for a different job that we do. So she completely understood. She's like, oh yeah, you're fine. Just give them a little bit. They'll get them calmed down. Right. So then we, you know, went and double checked, make sure everything was dead. And it was, thank God.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, it's been, I have a beehive. Now, do you have a beehive or do you have a wasp nest? Like, what are we doing here? Like, what do we have?
Right.
I love when people are like, I have bees. Okay. Call a beekeeper.
Yeah.
Do you have bees? Well, they might be wasp. Okay. Well, there's a big freaking difference here, but okay. We'll come look. And then rodents lately have been insane.
We've been getting it too. Yep.
Like I've been having them like pop up at, you know, reoccurring clients that I haven't had captures there. And God, you can look back and it's been like almost all year. And then like every one of their stations just bam, bam, bam. And I'm like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. What happened?
Yeah.
I got a call from one of ours. She happened to look out her back door and watch this rat just run by. So she's like, hey, can you guys come help with that? We'll be there.
Right.
Yeah, went and checked on it today and pretty sure we caught it just in a different station. But whether we did or not, I got to play with her dog, so I was happy.
There you go. Aw. That's one thing I'm so happy that I get to do residentials now. It's honestly been like exposure therapy for me. I'm so happy to see people's dogs now.
Yeah. And there's always those asshole ones, but usually if you have good owners, they'll know.
Yep.
Like that was one that we went to today. She has two, and she said that one of them was, she calls him her trauma boy, because he was like beaten for the first 4 months of his life.
Oh.
So he is very apprehensive and barky at new people. So she's like, just let me know when you're coming so I can put him in my room and he's still going to bark, but he'll calm down a lot quicker that way. Okay, sure, no problem. But yeah, so we just have to let her know when we're coming out, you know, just to cause him less stress. I'm not, and she said he's never bitten anybody. She's not super worried about it, but just to keep his stress level low, we're just, yeah, that's fine. I'm not going to be like, you have to keep your dog outside because I want to pet him. Because he's like a yellow lab German Shepherd, but he has the pointed up ears like a German Shepherd.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh my God, he's so pretty. She showed me a picture of him.
Aw, that's so cute.
It was great. I was like, he's so cute. This week's episode, we are talking about tips. Not monetary, but just tips. The crazy, crazy shit that some people give us. Some of it's been crazy. Some of it I'm going, hey man, I want a person like that. And I actually got a tip today.
I did too.
I got two homemade lemon truffles. I actually haven't tried them yet. But they sounded really freaking good. So she handed them to me and she's like, these are for you guys for when you get home. Wash your hands first. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's cute. That's what
you get?
$5.
Nice.
$5.
Hey, man.
It was a mosquito job.
And he just... Hey, it's like sometimes money is like, it's just like, oh, thanks. You thought extra about me. Thank you.
I was about to say, there goes my next coffee or sandwich or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and like not everybody carries cash on them to
right.
So like to have like especially like a small denomination like a five, they had to pre-think that out.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, they're like, oh yeah. Or even if like, you know, they broke a 20 forever ago and had that five in their wallet for like 3 months, at least they remembered that they had that five in their wallet to give to you.
Yes.
That's
yes.
awesome.
It was awesome. I love it. And it's so funny how this topic kind of just got thrown in our lap with all the posts lately of all the epic things people are getting them. We're just like, just the tip. Like,
yeah, just the tip.
Yeah. And the community has such interesting stories of things they've gotten. So
some of them I am quite jealous of, like reading them and copying them in there. I'm going, what?
Right? Right?
Okay.
Right? That's, yeah. I need
yeah,
to.
Yeah, and it all started with the Vagisil
yep.
that was given to one of our beautiful Pestrogen ladies.
Yeah.
We were just like, okay, I wonder what else crazy shit that people have been given.
Yeah.
I had over 200 comments just from PCHD alone.
Yeah.
And some of them are replies to things, but so we are definitely not going to be able to get to all of them.
Yeah. No.
But a lot of them were repeats too.
Right. Yes.
But yeah, I was just like, oh my God.
Yes. And the pretty pesty that posted the Vagisil one, she was such a good sport about it. Holy crap. Because, you know, like, everybody's cracking jokes and this and that. And it was just, it was hilarious. It was wonderful. So
it was. And I did get hers in the list too. And she doesn't call it Vagisil in the list. When we get to it, you'll know exactly which one is hers.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, you're gonna, or one of us is gonna read it, however we decide to do this, and you're gonna know exactly that it was hers.
That's great. I love it. Oh, too funny. Man.
Oh, yeah. It was great. I was like, yep, I have to take hers. And it was like towards the end of grabbing some, and I was like, yep, I gotta take hers.
Yeah.
Because she's, it's like, if it wasn't for her crazy tip that she got and she shared with all of us,
yeah.
I probably never would have even thought of doing something like this.
Right.
Because usually...
Been... Yeah.
Go ahead.
I would have been like, I don't know if I want to share this to everybody.
Right.
You know, but that, it was freaking amazing as well.
It was great. And that's why I love her, because she's just like, yeah, that's what happened. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, but it was funny all at the same time.
Exactly.
Said, not exactly a tip. I bartered residential services for a 100-year-old roll-top desk for my office. Okay, that's badass, though. Because them freaking desks are, like, solid.
Yeah,
and roll-tops, you, like, cannot find those anymore.
No, yeah.
See, I had someone at my old job give me a couple of Coronas. That was a nice treat, nice after-work treat. Yes, after work.
Right.
Not during, not in between jobs, after.
Yes.
And then the next one is, we have a client that always tips with a bottle of top shelf booze. We only see him once a year. Wish it was more often. He's the publisher of a cigar and spirit magazine and has some of the best stuff sent to him. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Now, see, that's the kind of tips that I'm after. Like, give me some cool shit.
Right? Like, the top shelf booze? Yes, please.
Yeah, because, like, top shelf from a liquor store to top shelf probably for the stuff that he gets, way different.
Yeah.
Like, top shelf at a liquor store is, like, what, 50, 60 bucks a bottle? That shit is probably, like, 1,000.
Mm-hmm. There was a couple clients of mine with a previous employer. I'll call them Orange X. they be really rich clients, and they'd have a fancy booze room, and like they would have a bourbon shelf, and it would just be like amazing. And I would always be like, wow, that bourbon's so amazing. Not that you have 400 bottles in here, but
Probably, hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Right. Probably looking at all 4'9" of me and saying, I might need her ID. Bam.
Oh, God.
That would be the tip I'd want, but.
Right.
Someone else said they got eggs, and I've been getting eggs as tips, and I have been over the moon about it. Oh, and one time I got a super soft rabbit fur sweater.
Ooh.
Rabbit fur. Rabbit fur soft. And then a vintage typewriter. I was admiring it in the attic and asked about it, so it was offered to me at no cost. Nice.
Nice.
What's up?
Right?
A few years ago, one of my technicians was given a 50-inch flat screen TV. He was so excited. And I also had a tech that was offered a handgun. When I was a tech, one of my customers would make a fresh batch of cookies for me every service. She'd time it so they'd be coming out of the oven as I was arriving. Oh.
Oh, yum. Nothing. That's... Oh. Especially, like, in the winter and fall.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm.
Yep. That's how I get chunky in the winter and fall.
Right?
I'm eating that comfort food on the job because you're not so, like, sweaty and gross.
Yeah. You're just like, ooh, this sounds good. Ooh, yep. Yummy. Ooh, yummy. Ooh, nom 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 nom.
Pretty much. Yep.
I love that it was like... Oh, one of my techs got a TV. The other one got this other amazing thing. I get some cookies.
Right?
I don't know, though, man. Cookies fresh. Might be worth it.
I was about to
fresh
say
cookies. Mm. Fresh. And right out of the oven. Like, yes. It's not even like, oh, they've been sitting here for 10 minutes. Oh, right out of the oven. Mm.
Yep.
Mwah.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Yep.
Okay. Let's see. I've also been given cats, birds, and a turtle. Hey, I got offered turtles once. From, well, it was an apartment manager, so she wasn't one of my clients, but whatever. She had a whole terrarium, like, it was like a 100-gallon terrarium with two, I think they were red-eared sliders, I don't remember.
Mm.
They were completely set up, but I'm like, I do not have anywhere for those to go at all.
I was gonna say, yeah.
I would love to, but no.
Yeah.
Oh crap, of course I lost where I was. Oh, there we are. Little old lady gave me a banana or an apple, bottle of water, and a piece of cake on each of her 3 visits. Okay, that's awesome though.
Right?
Like, she's like, here, you look like you need some good food and a little snack too.
Oh, that's so
that's
cute.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And a solid oak dining table with 6 chairs. Holy shit.
I was gonna say, that's like $1,000.
Yeah, that's probably like a couple thousands of dollars. Yeah, solid oak. Ooh. Ooh. Lucky.
Like, right? Like, damn, you loved.
Right?
A dirt bike. Like, damn.
Damn.
That's right? What
you
say.
Okay.
Someone made me a custom quilt by hand and gave it to me as a surprise. Huh.
That's badass.
I was supposed to say, that's an act of love right there.
Yeah, because those things are not like, you know, oh, I'll just sit between doing this, that, and the other and make this. No, that's like a hell of a lot of work.
Hours.
Even a small one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of damn work. Oh, man, mm-hmm. I would cherish that thing forever.
Right. 6 cans of tuna and a can of tomatoes. Russians like to tip. They said. All right.
Okay.
Right. New G-Shock watch, which I don't. What do you know what that is?
I think I didn't. I was gonna look it up when I read it because I don't know. But I'm thinking it's kind of like an Apple Watch or Samsung. Okay. I think it's one of those types of like activity smartwatch things. Right. I think I could be completely wrong. Oh. Now, if he would have said like a Rolex, I'd have been like, "What the fuck?"
Right. Right.
I'm like, did you pawn it?
Fuck that watch. I want the money.
Well, okay, now honestly think about it. Yes, we do other things past pest control, but like 95% of your wardrobe is geared towards pest control. comfy right. shit, stuff that you can wear on and off the job. Who in the hell is going to wear a Rolex while they're doing pest control? I don't even wear my wedding ring anymore.
Listen, this is right. This is one of those fields of work, though, industries where it is the put a Rolex on a redneck. I don't know if you've heard that song.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Some bug money.
Right? Got them big bucks. Big bug bucks.
Bug bucks. Yep. A bottle of 1978 Dom Champagne.
Yeah. So, like, okay. Dom Perignon.
Oh.
It's supposed to be, like, top fancy. Shelf champagne.
Oh. Fancy like, champagne.
Yeah. They're, like, fancy, fancy. Like, extra top shelf.
Right. I would drink that only on New Year's because that's the only time I can force myself to drink champagne.
I can't do champagne.
I was going to say, it's I can like force the, myself.
Yeah. Like, I'll, like, if I do drink something that's not like a mixed drink or some random bitch beer or something, because regular beer I cannot do either, I'll do like a bottle of, not a bottle. I don't drink a bottle of wine. Like, a glass of wine. I cannot do champagne. I don't know if it's how bubbly it is or something. But, yeah. It like, as soon as I swallow it, I want to throw it back up.
Yeah.
Like, almost immediately. And then,
yeah,
no.
It's almost like, it's almost like sparkling water to me. I don't like it. It's like...
Yeah. I can't do sparkling water either.
Why is it bubbly? I don't like this.
Yes, Kyra, a long time ago, described sparkling water to me as it tastes like dirty TV static. I was like, okay. And then flavored sparkling water is dirty TV static while somebody yells the name of the fruit flavor that you're drinking from another room. And I'm like, I mean, you're not wrong.
You're not wrong. I am not a fan. So.
Right? I cannot stand it. Ugh.
Yeah.
We have a... Oops. A customer gave me a really nice bong once. I mean, if you're into it, sure, fine.
Right?
A Vespa motorcycle. And I'm pretty sure the Vespa is like the moped that they use in like Italy for like majority. That cute, okay, that's what I was thinking. Because once again, it was really... late when I did this, and I was like, oh, I need to look that up, and then I forgot.
Yeah, right.
Because, you know, season.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. A customer asked if he could send me something. I said, sure. He emailed me a diet guide. Oh, come on! I would be so livid, and it's not even throwing that because hands. I'm a female.
Yeah, right.
But that's just messed up.
Right.
Like... Yeah, and definitely, I would be throwing hands the next time I saw him. I'd be like, seriously? Fucking seriously?
Unless it was a good guide, then Jack's got a good, like, a diet and fitness guide.
Nice.
Yeah.
A bottle of scotch, a quilt rack, jar of homemade whiskey, ammo, and a bottle of wine. These were all different customers. Nice. Got some really nice customers there.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Either that or these customers really want you drunk. Scotch, whiskey, and wine.
Right.
Were these all on the same day? Because that would have been even more hilarious.
Right.
Just like, here, have all this liquor. You look like you need some alcohol. Maybe it was during season.
Oh, yeah,
fair. Yeah, they're like, you look really tired. Here you go, sweetheart. Go home and get some rest.
Pretty much. A 95-year-old bottle of whiskey. Mmm. That sounds tasty.
I bet that would be really good.
Right? A one-hitter and some weed. That's nice and all, but I don't take drugs from strangers. But thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, and then once again, you got to be into that.
Now, right.
Had you caught me doing this, you're like, during high school, fresh out of high school? Yes, you're fine. Ever since it got legalized in Oregon? Absolutely not. I cannot. I tried once, since it got legalized, and I thought I was literally going to die. I was like, nope, right? No. We're good. Yeah. I don't need it that bad.
And then when you take it from strangers, there is a chance you may die, because yeah. It could have fentanyl in it or something.
Yeah, you don't know what the hell it's laced with.
No. It's kind of one of those things where I'm also very cautious of who I take food from. For the same reason. You never know what they did with that.
Yeah.
You can't eat at everybody's house. You can't eat at everybody's house. We know that more than anyone.
Oh, yeah. I've been offered the, here, do you want some cookies? Bitch, I just checked your roach traps that are full. I absolutely do not want any cookies from you. Thanks, though.
I've talked to you 4 months consecutively about your kitchen sanitation. Like,
no, I don't want any food from you at all. Even if you just have ants.
Right.
No.
Right.
Clean your shit, and then we won't have this problem.
Exactly. Eggs straight from the chicken coop. Nice.
I got eggs last November. End of November, beginning of December, because it was right when Brandon got super sick. So they, like, came in perfect hand. I was like, fuck yeah. And yeah, they were, like, obviously farm-raised to what we buy in the stores. Completely different. But Brandon was, like, in love. He was like, can we have more? Mm-hmm. I was like, well, that's all she gave us. But it was one of my clients. She's just, like, she has, like, a huge farm. And she's, like, she gave me a cabbage one time that was bigger than my freaking head. I still have 3/4 of the cabbage cut and frozen in my fridge, because I'm going, what the hell am I supposed to do with all this? I mean, she gave me, like, massive vegetables, and then she's given me, like, beef liver and a dozen eggs. Actually, I think it was a dozen and a half. But yeah, she's just like, oh yeah, there's stuff for you on the table in the garage. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's what's up.
And I'm like, hell yeah.
Love that.
Right? I knew you would like this one. Is hella house plants.
Dude, I have yet to get that tip, and like, I'm sad. I need to get hella house plant. Well, I don't know if I need it, but
you want to get hella house plants.
Yes.
I want them.
Yes.
Then we had tool set and ammo. People are just handing out the ammo. Like,
right?
Okay.
Right?
Only one of my favorites, a headache. Mm-hmm. I think we've all gotten that tip from one of our clients. I
was about to say, that's not a tip, y'all.
Hell, I gave myself a headache yesterday. I busted my forehead on a support beam on an awning. So I went to, like, look back to see if there was a hole that I saw was actually like a rodent burrow. It wasn't. But I, like, slammed my head forward and just smashed it right here. I'm like, ow! Oh yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, that's not fun. Aww. A Volvo 240 from one, and a Subaru Outback from a Subaru Outback.
Those are nice fucking cars, man. Yes. Volvos are nice cars.
Right.
They're a little bit harder to get worked on because they're German.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, Subarus, if they are well taken care of, they will fucking last forever.
Yeah.
Like, 300,000 plus miles.
Shit.
Yeah.
What's up? Now, with my previous employer, I had an account that was an adorable hole-in-the-wall restaurant that was family owned, and there was always this little Asian lady there who owned it, and she was so cute. I would perform the service, and at the end of the service, every time she would pay me with a check, and then it's part of, like, her business etiquette and culture, because she runs a little hole in the wall, you know, she really expects tips because it's a service industry. She does restaurants, she serves and stuff.
Yeah.
So she always treated me like she had to tip me because I'm doing a service.
Yeah.
And she would give me all kinds of random things, like a packaged cookie or pastry or something that was like of her culture. I never looked them up, but they were always good. And then once it was like a can of soda. Another time it was like some leftover food that she saved, but it was like delicious. It was like dumplings.
Nice.
But I always thought it was really cute that she had like an etiquette or culture to service industry people. Like,
yeah,
that she had to tip, because
yeah,
if somebody doesn't tip her when, with her service, she's like, rude, you know?
So, what did I do wrong?
Right. So, yeah, I thought that was really cute.
I still can't believe people are getting tipped cars. Like, what the hell?
Right. So on this topic, that's another thing that's very odd about 2025 is the amount of places that are wanting a tip that didn't before. Like, another thing I wanted to bring up is a place with a green mermaid that I used to service that would only give my bosses free coffee, but the whole year and a half, almost 2 years I serviced, I only got one free coffee. The rest I paid for. But yeah, but places like that that are like ask for a tip, it's kind of gotten ridiculous in 2025 because, you know, everything's so expensive.
Yeah, I'm not giving you more money.
Yeah. So I think about that in our industry too. Like, I never expect a tip because we've already charged our, you know. Yeah. So, but like, it's cool to have her so often, especially once you've made that relationship with the client and stuff. But like, to just go through a random Green Mermaid place and like pay $8 for a coffee and then them want a tip, it's like, damn.
Right? Well, it's like, I have one client and he's just like the sweetest guy in the world. And every time we go there, you know, I ask him, because he did have an ant issue at one point. So I ask him how the ants are doing. He's like, oh, they haven't been back. You guys are amazing, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm going to go, you know, do my stuff. And he's like, well, how much do I owe you today? Is it 95? No. Fill in the blank of his name. It's 90. We did not raise your price. There was no need to. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, come back when you're done. I'll hand you your check. Okay, fine. Do my job. Come back, you know, tell him if I found anything, blah, 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 blah. And he always hands me a check. I walk back to my car. It is always $95. So, and I've even, you know, like, messaged him. And I'm like, hey, like, I told you it was 90. And he's like, oh, I know it's 90. The rest is for you. And I'm like, you're so sweet. Like, you aww, don't have to.
Right, exactly.
Like, me and Brandon fight over who's going to go to his house. We just love doing it.
Aw. That's sweet. I love that.
Well, you did it last service. It's my turn. Now. My turn.
Yep.
All right, and we had 5 fresh Dungeness crabs, which, living on the Oregon coast, I can tell you Dungeness crabs are not fucking cheap at all. They are spendy as hell. I mean, it's not like lobster spendy, but a nice big Dungeness crab, that's some good money. Especially 5 of them. Mm-hmm. That's well over like $100. No joke. And then, what else did it say? Oh, and one customer makes me a pumpkin pie every Thanksgiving. That's awesome. Like, obviously, we've just had the discussion on clean kitchens. But I'm guessing if you're taking said pie every Thanksgiving, you know the kitchen's clean.
Right, yeah.
Or else you'd be like, no thank you, we don't like pumpkin pie.
Yep.
And then, of course, PCHD being PCHD, we had to get the obligatory one of a happy ending, best client in the world.
Oh, now, Lord.
The replies to that were like calling him out. It was great. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm so sure. Yeah, your hand or this, that, and the other. Your client was your hand and whatever. It was great. I should have grabbed some of the replies. But I was just like, oh my God.
Right. I don't think that's a tip.
No.
No. That is a happy ending.
And it could be a bad ending, depending on if anything was given to you. Just saying.
Fair. boat. A giant swing set. Wow.
That's awesome.
Brand new stainless steel fridge. That's what comes to mind. One of my guys got a zero-turn lawnmower. Damn.
Ooh. Yeah, all a right. Stainless steel fridge, even used, those things are like $1,000 or something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Fridges aren't cheap anymore.
Right.
God.
An old client was a competition shooter, and he gave me an ammo camp full of ammo.
Nice.
Dang. Another client, a 55-inch curved 4K TV. Dang.
Oh, yeah.
A bottle cold Fiji water. Money bags. Yes.
Okay, Fiji water. Like, I had some the other day just because it was, like, the only thing I could find that wasn't Dasani.
Right, I hate
Dasani. I don't know. I nobody likes it.
It tastes like butt.
I don't know anybody that likes it.
It's just because it's made by a big company, so
yeah. But yeah, so I had a bottle of Fiji water the other day because I usually drink life water or core water has been my other one.
Core. Yeah,
me too.
It's good.
But I'm just like, what's the big hubbub about this? It's nothing special. It's Fiji water. Okay.
Right.
Like, I don't know why it has to be so expensive. And then like Voss water. Like, why is this so expensive? Why am I spending $4 on a bottle of water?
Right.
What's so great about it? What are we doing?
Yeah. The bottle looks cool. It's like, yeah, okay,
that's
cool.
About it.
Right? Jeez.
Okay, so we have, this was one of my favorite tips, and the picture shall be posted on the YouTube, and I will, yeah. I'll describe it here in a second. It says, it's an old as a Titanic, but still fires. I've also been given tiger salamanders, a brand new $800 bed, a motorized bike, food, money, all sorts of things. So he got a very old revolver pistol. I can't tell caliber, whatever.
Right.
But the picture, like I said, will be posted. But yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. Like, yeah. Especially as old as the Titanic. That's some spendy shit right there.
Right. That's a vintage.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. That's the word I was looking for.
That's awesome.
A 6-pack of Coke and a box of pasta. Really?
I guess it's something.
Yeah, I mean, the Coke would be more expensive than anything. The pasta's like, what, less than a buck? Round right. A dollar? Depending.
Yeah, as much as the Coke is what I'm about.
Right? Mm-hmm. Throw a little bit of rum or bourbon or whiskey in with that. We just have a good old time.
You know what's up. a new Out 8 outdoor camera system and 2 eco shows. Yep. And then a blender and a crock pot in a box. Nice. Autographed John Travolta grease photo. Dang.
Okay, like teenage me would have freaking loved that. Grease was my thing.
Right.
Yeah, teenage me would have been like, sweet.
Right? Keeping this forever.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift 5-foot framed poster for her show in Nashville. Is that your thing?
Never been my thing.
Right. I like the beginning Taylor with like the Tim McGraw song and stuff, and then
yeah.
She got super poppy, and that was wasn't my thing. European money. Ooh, that's cool. Our big brother in the podcast world would know all about the European money.
Yeah.
And backstage passes to a band client drove for.
So awesome.
Right?
Especially if it was a band that you enjoyed. I mean, I guess even if like you didn't know them, I think it would still be a cool experience at least.
Yeah.
Because how often do people get backstage passes?
Right. a bag of stuffed animals for my kids, wound up attaching them to the inside outside of a coworker's truck that was left unlocked.
Epic.
That's what's up.
Right.
That's great.
I got a 40-pound quartz ball that was used, or that I use as a decoration now. What the hell else would you do with it? Yeah. I guess maybe take it somewhere and make jewelry out of it, but 40 pounds? Jeez, that thing was probably massive.
Right.
Good God.
Lord.
Yeah, that's, no, that's crazy.
That's nuts. I am going to skip down real quick and read Alex Calder's at the bottom. So from Alex, which for the rest of these, we didn't ask anybody's permission, and that's why we're not saying names, but Alex personally gave me this one. So she said, okay, so for customer tips, I've gotten cash, food, cool stuff like that. One time I got a drone at the Big Green Tea like 8 years ago. I gave it to my dad. He flew it into his pool on accident. Now the coolest thing recently is my wife, who works for the same company. Shout out to you, Jordan. Shout out to you, Jordan.
Hello.
Got a fucking muffler for her Mustang from a customer. Now our neighbors are going to hate us. So that's what she first sent to me. And then like 20 minutes later, she was like, oh shit, I got more. And she's like, oh shit, in the last year, I had a customer give me a hand-carved Alabama sign. I'm a huge Alabama football fan. Roll fucking Tide. Yes, I'm that kind of Albanian. I complimented her on it. She picked it up and basically threw it to me to catch. She was like, well, baby, I can make more. It's all yours.
That's awesome.
So, right. Those adorbs.
And then speaking of people who just messaged us some, I got one this afternoon from lovely Mr. Rodney Brum. I'm happy you're doing better out there, mister. He said, I've had customers tip me my favorite beer that they had learned about over our time together. I had a client that felt so bad about my dog attack that they baked me bread, cookies, protein bombs, and tea biscuits. Awesome. Or the fresh baked cookies from a sweet old lady with dementia every single month. Only missed the last one because she had gotten pretty sick. Oh, that's the hardest part of this, man, is when they get sick. And then, yeah, he said, you don't have to share them with mine on the podcast, but wanted to share with the Nords. Either way, you folks seem like my kind of folks. And then I told him, you goddamn right we're your kind of folks.
That's right.
Love, Rodney.
Yes.
Okay, and of course I scrolled down, so I lost where we were.
I was about to say, yeah.
Me too. Not that one. Okay, we were right after the gun. Oh my god, we have so many. Oh my god. Okay, let's see. There's European money. There's that. Okay, chocolate chip cookies and lemonade. In hindsight, I shouldn't have had them together. Oh god. Oh god. They didn't mix well, but it was very nice. I had also received several plates of Christmas goodies over the years. That's always the fun stuff to get, is when Christmas comes.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes.
Kiln form glass retirement gift from my artist customer. It was a $2,500 piece. Badass. Right? Right? THC drink and a cat, or it says, or a cat. So maybe it was, because I asked, like, what's the oddest or coolest thing? So.
Yeah.
I don't know if he drank the THC drink and then thought he had a cat. Maybe he thought the can turned into a cat. I don't know.
I was about to say the Cheshire's cat appeared. I mean, it's not tripping, but.
Right?
You know.
Then we have a rock, which picture will be on the, video as well.
Crystal.
Yeah, it's a like a half crystal, so as you can see all the crystal on the inside. Purple. Very pretty. I got a free round of golf for me and my dad after solving a weird bird problem. That was cool. But one of the coolest things was a Christmas cactus clipping like 15 years ago, and the plant blooms every year still. That's cool. Because that's like the gift that keeps on giving.
That's right.
That's awesome.
That's pretty. Mm-hmm. Not a tip, but rather a perk. I got to play an hour at Top Golf, all expenses paid, with three friends. Several hotels have helped with booking cheaper hotels. That's pretty cool.
That is awesome.
I want to make that connection. I want to make that hotel. Right. Like, hey.
Mm-hmm. Especially like a really nice one. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's what's up. 30 pounds of Halloween candy from M&M bars, 50 pounds of Lifesaver mints from a big name place. Old man Fred gave me more than just the tip one time, unfortunately.
You knew we were going to get him.
That was about to say. So somebody had to joke about just of the course. Tip. Of course.
You knew we were getting him.
Facts. Facts. I think it's funny that Pestrogen is joking about just the tip.
Right.
Good stuff.
We got a signed puck by one of my favorite Anaheim Ducks players. That's cool, because like some of those things can go for like mad money. Obviously, not saying to go sell your tips, but
right,
it's just like just to know that like they could have kept that and sold it and made, you know, a couple of grand off of it, but instead they were like, here, I know that you like this player.
Right.
Expensive cigars, expensive wine. And then this one, oh, just broke, or just like made my heart melt. He got a puppy. And it looks like a German Shepherd, maybe like cow dog mix.
Yeah.
So freaking cute. Oh my god.
It's so cute. So look cute. At that little faces.
Right? Oh.
I love it.
Just a beautiful. And then a client gave me a radio receiver that was from World War II that came complete with, or comes with, complete book and documents that came with it and some crystal filters. That's cool. Like, that's, like, literally a part of history that they're just like, here, right. Have. Like, Brandon right. would have, like, swooned over that. God, he loves history stuff. Like, anytime the kids ask me, like, when was this? When was that? I'm like, go ask your dad. Don't ask me. I don't know. I can help you with the math. He's got the history. We're good.
Yep. I love it. Yeah, I service a antique store now with my new client or my new work, and it's hard to keep my eyes on doing the service with all the antique stuff around, and just I think it's really cool to see stuff from different eras,
right?
And whatnot. Yeah, and the guy that I trained with when I first came here, we went there and he was like, wow, this place is so amazing. This is the first time that I've actually looked around and haven't just been looking down. You know, you look down at all your traps and stuff, and then you look up.
Yeah.
And down, and you know, you don't pay attention to the store itself.
Yeah. Looking at the stuff in between all the ups and downs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to keep telling myself, like, no, Jen, do the service.
Yeah.
This place is too cool.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get cookies pretty regularly. The day I say no to freshly baked cookies from someone's grandma, check me for a pulse. I agree. I'm down. Like, even if it's a cookie. Like, oh, no, I don't want your whole batch. Because, like, I will eat them all before I get home, and then I'll be sick. But one, maybe two. Depending on how good they are.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Or if I've eaten.
Yes. That's the other one, too. But have I had anything to eat yet today? Probably not. Correct. And then a giant eland antelope that I still haven't mounted to my wall. A $100 check for my wedding. A $450 surround sound system. And a $1,200 over 180-inch projector screen. Holy crap. A few dozen eggs, a gun to my face. I don't don't consider that one a tip.
Nope.
Just a thought. And then, like, a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, I think we've all had that. I haven't. I don't know if it's because I'm still new-ish, but I haven't.
So that's not just the tip. That's the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that one. Not good at it.
Yeah.
I have received a radial arm saw, a deep freeze, a joiner, reloading supplies, and several several peeks at boobs.
Of course.
That's not a tip, sir. We're just hot and sweaty.
Yeah. You're in that woman's home. She probably forgot you were even there or around.
Right.
Changing her shirt. Whatever. That wasn't a tip. Yeah. That wasn't for your gratitude or gratification. Right. Whatever.
Yeah. You know, doing heat jobs lately, I've realized how many women hang their bras.
Mm-hmm.
To like I've done interior services, but the last few heat jobs when, you know, they're completely gone, you're in their house, like it's just like a thing in their laundry room or whatever, and bras just hanging. And I'm thinking, like, that would have been awkward if it was a male technician. But I mean, I guess it's just bras.
Yeah.
But it's just boobs.
Yeah. Jude used to walk by him in the store and be like, look, mommy, boobs. And I'm like, no. They're not boobs. They're bras. Yeah, it's the boobs. Okay, sure. Sure, buddy.
That was cute.
Oh, there we are. A huge bird cage. Awesome. Some things are pretty spendy, too. I've looked for new ones for my birds. Mm-hmm. One used to always have a glass of fresh sweet tea waiting on me. Lots of concert or show tickets. Vegas used to be amazing before the recession of 08. People hooked everything up. I bet. Yeah. Now you have to read the next one.
Oh, yeah. I got coochie soap last week. Anybody who was there for that it was in PCHD and Pestrogen both.
Yep.
This lady was given Vagisil, and it was the most funny, epic epic thing we've seen in a while.
And that's what stemmed our show this week.
Yes, pretty much. And then, but then also everybody kept posting things after, like,
yeah,
that fake coyote,
yeah,
thing. And
people were telling him to mount it to his truck.
Yeah. And then, what else? Folgers coffee, money, and so it was just a reoccurring theme throughout the week, and it's just like, all right, people are on some tips now.
Yeah, right.
And I feel like it gave me good luck this week. So
yeah, like I said, I got lemon truffles. I have yet to try, but I will try one.
Yeah, they sound
amazing. I'm a 1980 something Daisy bolt action 22 rifle, new in the box. Taught both of my daughters how to shoot with it at 7 and 9 years old. A carpet stretcher with every tool possible to do a carpet job. I had told him I was starting to lay flooring on the side. Looked it up, and it was like $800 in tools. That's cool.
Wow.
He's just like trying to help you out. And teaching your children to shoot a gun is like the best thing in the world. I didn't get taught at a young age. My husband was. So we were damn sure, made sure, all the other sures, that both of my kids knew how. And they do. And they are amazing shots. Jude has his own. Obviously, it's not under his name because he's too damn young. But he has his own hunting rifle. That thing hurts me when I fire it from the recoil. And he fires it like a champ. And, I mean, he can hit, like, dead center on anything he's aiming at. He's awesome.
That's amazing.
Kyra's really good, too. She doesn't shoot anymore, but she knows how, and that's all I care about.
Yep. And that goes hand in hand with gun safety.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's important, because you don't know where they go, where there might be a gun, and I'm all for it.
Yeah. Even if you don't own guns, you're not a big fan of guns, you should still teach your kids gun safety just for that reason, because you don't know if they're ever going to run into one. You want them to be safe with it. Even just basic, you know, always assume that it's loaded. Always assume that the safety does not work. Don't point it at anything you don't want to destroy.
Yes. Like your foot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, then we had fireworks. Could be cool.
Nice.
An artificial Christmas tree and portable camping barbecue. Any camping stuff is worth it, because that shit's expensive and it adds up so,
oh my God,
so fast.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. That's like one of my coworkers here. He's got a camper and he's like, you know, there's just always something else for it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, next thing you know, I'm spending more money on it. Like, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, why is going camping so goddamn expensive? Like, you know, getting a campsite, whatever. It's just like the food itself, because you got to be super nitpicky on what you can actually cook, you know, especially if you're just doing campfire. But I swear to God, like, it's like, just I bought like hot dogs and s'mores. Why was this $500? What the hell?
That's groceries these days. Right? go in, come out, $500.
Yeah. And you're like, what to buy?
Yeah.
I went today just for a real quick trip of just random things that we needed, you know, toilet paper, razors, blah, blah, blah. Spent damn near $100 and I had like a half a bag full. I'm going, what the hell did I buy? I mean, albeit the razors were like 24, they're just replacement ones for Brandon's razor, but I'm like, good God.
Right.
There you go. This is the one that my kiddo would love the most. $1,700 espresso machine. Like, Kyra wants their own espresso machine so bad. I'm like, when you can afford it, you can have one. And then when we have a place for it, you can have one. But maybe they'll get one when they move to Columbus. Maybe.
Yeah. Exactly.
Two bottles of very nice wine from a winery. Fresh salmon flown in from Dutch Harbor that morning. Caught by my customer the day before. Those are some of the highlights. That's awesome. Like, fresh seafood. And I am not a seafood person. My whole family is. I can't do it. But fresh seafood, I found out through Brandon, should never smell like seafood. You should not be able to smell seafood when you cook it. If you can smell it, it means it's been frozen. I'm like, I never knew that. And I've lived in the freaking Pacific Northwest my whole life for the most part. And I didn't know that. Until I was like 17.
I'd go ham for some. I'd go ham for some fresh seafood.
Well, there you go. You got to come over here because, like, I mean, you can literally walk to the boats and get like fresh tuna, fresh fish, all kinds of different fish. I'm literally right from the boat.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we're going to get through all the submissions for this episode, but I think that was a great mixture of all the stuff. Like, dang, our industry makes out fat sometimes. I do attribute it greatly to the relationships we build with these people, too.
It does help. I do have a couple, because I actually read all of these that I really want to read out, and one of these was actually coming up here soon. It says, one of my customers was a former boss of mine years ago when I worked in a gym. I was broke then and sold him my deer rifle. Years later, I started my own pest control business and he ended up being a customer. First time I stopped out to do service for him, he gave me back my rifle and said that he was done hunting and wanted to make sure I got the rifle back and would use it. No charge, still insisted on paying for the service and everything. That was the coolest tip anyone ever gave me. That's cool. That's like he even remembered to begin with, but then just be like, I know I bought it, but here, you can have it back because it's yours. And who knows, it could have been like a family thing too, you know, passed down from generations. And then we had a few more puppy ones or other random dogs and a cat. And the other one that I was just like, why can't I have somebody like that? And I'll find it here in a second. But Yeah, like, a lot of people got cars. Like, whole-ass cars. I'm like, and not even broke down ones. One of them, I think it was, like, a El Camino or something like that, that he said it ran. He literally drove it home. And I'm like, what? What? Yeah, and then, let's see. And then, like, funny random things from, like, 3D printers. Somebody was actually given, like, three different $500 3D printers.
Dang.
Right? I'm like,
Right.
And then, yeah, lots of, like, autograph stuff from athletes and musicians. Lots of food. Lots and lots and lots of food.
Yes.
Oh, where is that one? If I don't find it here in a second, I'll just kind of paraphrase it really quick. Oh, yeah, there's the 1978 El Camino. That ran, drove it home. Sheesh.
That's epic.
Okay, I can't find it. Anyways, it was, it wasn't him, but he said one of his techs was, given, because he was going to go on a staycation, and he was telling a client that, and the client was, like, mad rich or whatever, sent him to Hawaii with a couple of $1,000 of spending money. All expenses paid. Here, have $2,000 along with it. I was like, What? And then there was another part of that where, like, somebody else got something really cool. And then he was like, yeah, that's all I can remember from what other people have gotten. I'm like, damn, that kind of sucks it wasn't you. But still, like, good God. I'm like, where are these people? These are the kind of people I need. Don't get me wrong. Love my clients. I don't expect stuff like that from them. But could you imagine? They're just like, here, I'm taking, or I'm sending you to Hawaii. Yeah, put them up in a super fancy hotel. And then gave him, like, money to spend, too.
You're right.
I'm like, holy shit. That was crazy.
Right? sir, let me know where that client is.
Yeah, just send it on over.
right. That's epic.
Yeah, that one, I was like, holy crap.
Man, people made out.
Yeah, awesome. Some people have made out, like, insane. And even the ones that didn't, that just got, you know, like, the batch of cookies or whatever. That's still, to me, very personal and sweet. Yep. So it's like, even, like, the two little lemon truffles that I got. She's an elderly woman. I mean, not, like, super, she can't do anything. Like, she was out picking blueberries when I showed up. And she's got a beautiful garden. Oh, my God. Like, I wish I would have taken a picture of some of the flowers just to show you. They're just, and, like, roses that are, like, this big around. Just beautiful.
Oh my god.
Right? And then she's just like, here you go. And I'm just like, I love you. She's just the best. Like, when we first took her, she was a little standoffish. But now she's just like, you guys are amazing. I love you. And I'm like, we love you too. And your dog.
Our dog though.
I love her dog. She's the best. Her name is Roxy.
Aw. That's cute. Well, Candace, what are we doing next week?
Next week, I believe we're going to do How Has Pest Control Changed Your Perspective on Life? It's done it to us all. You walk into a place and you can smell the roaches, or walk by somebody and smell the roaches. And even the bedbugs. Yeah. Brandon has trained me on that one now. Or even walking into a restaurant and seeing, you know, those rat rub marks at the front door. You're going, never mind. Right. I don't want to eat here no more.
Yep.
It has changed us all in some way. Even driving by people's houses. You're like, well, they got rodents. They have no vent screens. They got rodents.
I'm also curious to hear the people that are like, I met my spouse because I got into pest control, or, you know, or just how this industry too has changed their perspective on life.
Yeah.
Just in general.
I got into pest control because of my spouse. Does that count?
There you go. Yeah. It definitely changed your perspective on life.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I always thought he exaggerated on a lot of it. But no, now I'm like, okay. Yep. Right? Yep, I see it now. Okay. You were right. My bad.
Yep, that's real.
Definitely.
That's cute.
Definitely some real shit sometimes.
Yes. But that's going to be a fun one. And we may or may not have a guest. We don't know yet for sure.
We have asked. We're waiting on reply. We were hoping the reply would come before the end of the episode. Maybe it will come before the episode gets put out and we can add it in at the end.
Yep.
We can totally do that. I know you and Jay work wonders on stuff like that, so.
Yes. Exactly. Sweet.
And before we go, bam! Yes.
Oh, yes. Dude, I brought Paula.
Nice. Ooh, man, mine's dirty. Yes. I think I dropped it or something.
We are talking about the Tony Spangler tumblers, y'all.
Yeah.
They are stainless steel. Amazing. They keep your drinks cold. They keep your hot in that rubber bottom.
Yeah.
The Rodney Brum. The lick of the rubber bottom. They're amazing. I love them.
Yes.
I wish I had my newer ones here with me, but I got both of my bosses one, and I've showed them to you guys before. But
yeah, as you can tell from people who are watching, you can do actual pictures. That's what Paula's was. That was a real picture of Paula. Yes. Or you can do AI generated. Tony literally made this for me and Jack, just as a joke. So I own one of two. Jack owns the other one of two. And that's all who gets them. Paula's was also a very limited run. It was supposed to be just for Jack and Brad. But Paula agreed to release one to Jenny as well. So she owns one of three.
Actually, I ordered this.
Yeah.
And then Jack and Brad got one too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was the other way around. My bad.
Nope. I was the creeper that just messaged Paula and asked if I could get a tumbler with her face on it. And she was just like, who are you? I didn't even really know her that well at that point.
Paula's amazing, though. Love that woman to death. We're going to have her on the show sometime.
Oh, my God.
Way after busy season, because that woman, that woman's always busy.
Right. Yes. Definitely. Well, that one will be a karaoke themed
I love episode. Her. Oh my god.
Me too. She's amazing.
She is just good people.
Yes. Just like Tony Spangler and his lovely wife. And you can purchase these on TonySpanglerArt.com, right?
Just SpanglerArt.com.
SpanglerArt.com. Yes. Thank you.
No problem. It is season. We're tired. We are forgetful.
Yes. Make sure to listen to this episode late at night when you're also loopy.
Yes. And then you can laugh along with us going, oh, yep. I feel about that same way.
These broads are tired. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Think we're good? Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry we missed last week again, guys, but we needed to recharge. We're damn tired.
Yes. And make sure to let us know next week about how pest control has changed your perspective on life.
Yep. And we will post for it.
Yeah.
You guys better freaking answer. Watching you. Oh, God. Okay.